1320 WILS keeps you up to date with live Lansing news coverage every weekend with Michael Cohen.
The Lansing Board of Water and Light announcing plans for an over $180 million power plant in Rio Town. The new facility will be powered by natural gas, replacing an older coal power plant. The BWL's Mark Nixon tells WILS's Jack Ebling one of the key benefits of the new plant.
It's going to be an automatic 50% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, and that's the equivalent of 139,000 tons of coal each year that we will not be burning.
Andy Dillon with 52% support compared to Virg Bernero's 16%. That's the new surprising Epic MRA poll results on the two gubernatorial candidates in a key Detroit voting district. Pollster Bernie Porn explains why the speaker is holding such a strong lead.
Andy Dillon has been doing most of his advertising in Detroit, and obviously it has been paid off, which suggests to me that Virg has got a very big hill to climb up.
State lawmakers coming back to Lansing on Wednesday with completing the state budget at the top of their agenda. And although program cuts are expected and any tax increase is unlikely, Karen Holcomb-Merrill of the Michigan League for Human Services is proposing one way to increase revenues.
You know, we remain hopeful that they'll make some tough decisions for the state moving forward. And we do believe that extending the sales tax to services needs to be a part of that discussion.
A weekend car crash kills a local teen. Police say 15-year-old Sarah Cultrider of Mason died yesterday following a Friday night accident at Barnes and Edgar Roads, the van she was riding and apparently turning into the path of a pickup truck. A rare endorsement by Michigan Teamster Joint Council 43 of a Republican gubernatorial candidate. The Teamsters already endorsing House Speaker Andy Dillon in the Democratic primary. Now Congressman Pete Hoekstra getting their support in the GOP race. Bill Ballinger, editor of Inside Michigan Politics, tells WILS's Jack Ebling that may actually cost him votes.
There might be some Republicans out there, conservatives who don't like unions, who say, wait a second, if this guy's being endorsed by a labor union, I think I want to vote for anybody else.
Meanwhile, Tom Shields of Marketing Resource Group, a political consulting firm, says polls are finding voters are not enthusiastic about any of the gubernatorial candidates.
They're not motivating them to get out and vote at this point in time. People are really interested in the campaign, they're interested in government, but they haven't been able to rally around a candidate yet.
Last year, Michigan hunters received county-specific licenses to hunt antlerless deer, but Brent Rudolph, wildlife specialist for the Department of Natural Resources and Environment, says that's changed.
This year, you don't have those individual county quotas and licenses available, so folks can buy a license that'll give them the opportunity to hunt antlerless deer throughout that whole entire region.
The Democratic gubernatorial primaries are now just about 2 weeks away, and polls show that about half of Democratic voters remain undecided. And although Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero still appears to be trailing House Speaker Andy Dillon, he remains confident.
We have all these endorsements from the key constituencies of the Democratic Party. Who will show up and vote for Andy Dillon on August 3rd?
Bernero does have the endorsement of the AFL-CIO, which Dillon says won't be a factor because he's appealing directly to the people.
He's got the special interests. I'm talking to the voters directly, and I've got the voters, the majority of the voters in the Democratic primary. My profile appeals to them, and I'm confident to go to the voters rather than special interests.
State officials alerting residents of increasing cases of bedbugs being found in Michigan. James McCurtis is with the Michigan Department of Community Health.
They spread in people's belongings through used furniture, mattresses, domestic travel, international travel. So people should be very cautious of that when they're traveling or from furniture that you buy at a garage sale.
And Lansing's Common Ground Music Festival wraps up tonight with The Machine performing Pink Floyd accompanied by the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.